Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to thank those of you for becoming members of our family. We look forward to your input and contribution to build a community where we can live and be safe. We know this utopia doesn't exist, so we must do the next best thing and build it. We hope you can attend our chat room at Chef Rob Show on Blog Talk Radio. Please speak freely with reason and not to be disrespectful. We are not for censorship.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kites, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved corps. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your name, scumbag?
Sir, Private Brown, sir.
Bullshit, from now on you're Private Snowball. Do you like that name?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Sir, yes, sir.
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little communist shit twinkle toed cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant? Nobody, huh? The very fucking godmother said it. I'll fucking stand it. I will PT you all until you fucking die. I'll PT you until your assholes are sucking buttermilk. Was it you, you scroungy little fuck, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
You little piece of shit, you look like a fucking worm. I bet it was you.
Sir, no, sir.
Sir, I said it, sir.
Well, no shit. What have we got here? A fucking comedian, Private Joker. I admire your honesty. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass. You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet. You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and check down your neck.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved corps?
Sir, to kill, sir.
So you're a killer?
Sir, yes, sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir.
You got a war face? Ah! That's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
Ah!
Bullshit. You didn't convince me. Let me see your real war face.
Ah!
You don't scare me. Work on it.
Sir, yes, sir.
What's your excuse?
Sir, excuse for what, sir?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir.
Sir, what? Are you about to call me an asshole?
Sir, no, sir.
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir.
5'9"? I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere, huh?
Sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Puffer?
Sir, no, sir!
I'll bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you. Did your parents have any children that lived?
Sir, yes, sir!
I bet they regret that. You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece. What's your name, fat body?
Sir, Leonard Lawrence, sir.
Lawrence, Lawrence what, of Arabia?
Sir, no, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Sir, no, sir.
Do you suck dicks?
sir, no, sir.
Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Sir, no, sir.
I don't like the name Lawrence. Only faggots and sailors are called Lawrence. From now on, you're Gomer Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pyle? Do you think I'm funny?
Sir, no, sir.
Then wipe that disgusting grin off your face.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, any fucking time, sweetheart.
Sir, I'm trying, sir.
Private Pyle, I'm going to give you 3 seconds. Exactly 3 fucking seconds to wipe that stupid-looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull-fuck you. 1, 2, 3.
Sir, I can't help it, sir.
Bullshit! Get on your knees, scumbag! Now choke yourself. God damn it, with my hand, numbnuts! Don't pull my fucking hand over there. I said choke yourself. Now lean forward and choke yourself. Are you through grinning?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you.
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I still can't hear you. Sound off like you've got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's enough. Get on your feet. Private Pyle, you had best square your ass away and start shitting me Tiffany cufflinks, or I will definitely fuck you up.
Sir, yes, sir.
Evolving since the first rhyme. You can do one thing with yours, I can invert mine. I dare your God to show up to dare my blasphemy. I bet I'll have more questions for his ass than I'll have for me.
Lyrical debate, I'ma throw everything plus the sink. I'm a black atheist and there's more of us than you think. What you think? That I would just sit up and just let you cheat. Never as long as there's a beat, yeah, a single breath in me. I'ma keep attacking every religious faction, every single section. If I didn't mention yours, every missed rapture, every single infection. If I failed to mention yours, then you'll get it next thing. Lyrical debate, I'ma throw everything plus the sink. I'm a black atheist and there's more of us than you think. What you think? That I would just sit up and just let you cheat. Never as long as there's a beat, yeah, a single breath in me. I'ma keep attacking every religious faction, every single section. If I didn't mention yours, every missed rapture, every single infection. If I failed to mention yours, then you'll get it next thing.
Shot some more. When the wall pops off, better shoot that burner. You can call me Brother Nip or you can say Nip Turner. Either one, it doesn't matter, cause they both some killers. Gangsta Nip came through and brought us both some pillars. Two crooked cops heads, homie, they inside. If you scared of the war, homie, stay inside. Hey, duck around the corner, better hide your face. If you sprinkle some sugar, it'll hide the taste. Administrative leave, sometimes they have perks. 6 months of paper, only one day's worth. They got a license to murder us. I hear them trying to explain it, but not one word I trust. You get to go home to your family, you wicked coward. We gotta go to the graveyard to visit ours. We finally caught you one, to you that seems to be funny. Your reward was a vacation with some free money. And in their mind, they agree they can shoot any nigga they see. Cause they know that all that's coming is administrative leave. Even when the camera clearly shows that they did it, mystically, magically, somehow they get away with it. Kill somebody, get suspended, then get paid with it. Probably bought some dope and then let the DA hit it. I can see them all plotting, planning, acting bad. And in the aftermath, they all go in the back and laugh. A brother dead, we can see that writing on the wall. And in most cases, ain't no indictment at all. Then they try to tell that lie about the cops ain't racist. And if they do charge them, usually they drop the cases. Protected by their homeboy judges who know the mob. 2 or 3 weeks later, right back on the job. Busting, jacking, robbing, beating people up, no ducking, no dodging. Carving conflict, then getting slapped on the wrist by the low-down tricks and charging. Don't know peace come to the family of the person that they wipe out. They be still around there doing what they do, living their life out. They got a license to murder us. I hear them trying to explain it, but not one word I trust. You get to go home to your family, you wicked coward. We gotta go to the graveyard to visit ours. We finally caught you one, to you that seems to be funny. Your reward was a vacation with some free money. And in their mind, they agree they can shoot any nigga they see. Cause they know that all that's coming is administrative leave. Alright, check this out. I ain't gonna do no third verse on this one. What I'm gonna do right now, man, is put something on blast real quick. See, everybody know the names of all the victims that got killed by dirty racist police. But don't nobody seem to know the names of the police officers and their faces of the ones who did it. So right about now, I'm gonna go down the line and call them all out one by one based on the person they killed. Let's go. Alton Sturdin was killed by a cop named Blaine Salamone. Tamir Rice was killed by Timothy Loman. Mike Brown was killed by that devil Darren Wilson. Eric Garner was killed by Daniel Pantaleo. Walter Scott murdered by Michael Slager. Oscar Grant was killed by Johannes Masurley. Philando Castile was killed by Geronimo Yanez. Sam Dubose was killed by Ray Pinsing. Trayvon Martin, of course, was killed by George Zimmerman. Sandra Bland was set up to be killed by Brian Encinia. Rakia Boyd, Dante Servin is the one who killed her. They got cleared of all charges. Terrence Crutcher was murdered by Betty Shelby. John Crawford, killed by Sean Williams. Jonathan Farrell, killed by Randall Carey. And Ayanna Jones was murdered by Joseph Weekly. Listen, right about now, all these names I mentioned, find their pictures. Put them on social media, man. Let everybody become familiar with their faces. So we'll know them when they walking down the street. Cause right now they just living their life comfortably, feeling like they got away with murder. So that's your assignment. We ain't taking this no more. It's justice for L. 10,000 fearless. Let's get it. Yeah. All praise is due to Allah. Ha!
I'm the devil, bitch.
Hey, it's Sunday, what you wanna do? I'm going back to bed, I don't know about you. You can go to church if you want, get your pray on. I'ma hit the road, blow a blunt, put my shades on. I don't go to church, I don't go to church. I don't go to church, I don't go to church, never. I don't go to church, I don't go to church. I don't go to church, I don't go to church. Climate. Are you asking me to believe, or are you demanding? I can't comprehend how you're satisfied with not understanding. And all this discrimination shit really makes me mad. I hear you screaming fag, and I'ma beat your ass out of the glass. When you're a bigoted freak, nobody hears you talking. Take a break from the shit, go read some Richard Dawkins. I'm gonna have to go Christopher Hitchens, cause I'm telling facts and you bitches ain't listening. Don't deny truth, it just makes you look stupid. If you make a claim, you had better get proof it. Hey, it's Sunday, what you wanna do?
and drama. If your God does love you, I hope you make him wear a condom. People think with prayer they're safe in the streets. Frederick Douglass didn't become free till he prayed with his feet. You can tell the hell in God are man-made. They both want to question authority and demand slaves. And any incarnation of slavery's not good. So from here we can deduce Stockholm Syndrome is not good. But it gets deeper than this, especially when people get pissed. When you point out their deity's nature and even intent. But I'll never worship anything with evil in it. Especially something who allows evil to even exist. I don't give a shit if he created me. That don't give him the right to commit genocide with pride and act crazily. His abuse and neglected claim is crooked biz. If this was Cali, DCFS would have came and took his kids. Belief is so important that if you don't, you go to hell. Without the type of proof you need in court to avoid a jail. Give me the gas can and send me. I don't need the draws. All because I can't fathom how your God doesn't need a call.
I don't know about you, but this looks like imprisonment.
Yeah.
Worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners.
Yeah.
Even defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
You're a conquered mind trying to conquer other minds. Sell it.
I don't know about you, but this looks like imprisonment.
Yeah.
Worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners.
One,
even
two.
Defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
Another conquered mind trying to conquer other minds. Religious freedom is an oxymoron. None of them books scare me. Not the Bible, not the Quran. This is the Islam and it's fundamentalism. The day you release your women, I'll quit releasing venom. Until then, no amount of scientific contributions could ever excuse your hateful chauvinistic institution. But here's the real reason I'm not a Muslim. Children, so your anointed prophet used to fuck them. Listen, Muhammad was taking children as wives. One he married at 6 and consummated at 9. He was somewhere in his 50s trying to get in and draw. She wasn't even 10 yet, still playing with dolls. So they try to hit me with the, oh, the times were different. Rationalizing atrocities, now you sound like Christians. I charge the views on women as sickening. Either update the culture or just fade into history. But either way,
this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
For conquered minds, trying to conquer other minds. Sell it.
I'm not here about you, but this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
For conquered minds, trying to conquer other minds. A challenge.
I'm not here about you, but this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
For conquered minds, trying to conquer other minds. Sell it.
I'm not here about you, but this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that they used to imprison them.
For conquered minds, trying to conquer other minds. A challenge.
I'm not here about you.
When it comes to speak about women in Islam, now I am free. But I cannot forget my niece. She was forced to marry her cousin when she was 10. He was over 40. Her marriage was valid and legalized under the Islamic Sharia because Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, married his second wife. When she was 6, he was over 50.
Be more than friends. You made me dream come true. I wish for you. I have never been so happy about love for you. You opened my heart to a brand new style. My love's there wherever you are. I won't let no one take you away. Be alright.